Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people, everybody out there? It is Saturday, May 1st, first show of the month, pre-game for Mother's Day special. We're coming at you a little late because the man tried to shut me down, you know, so we had to persevere and find another way. But we are rocking now. You guys are in the pre-game. I'm Brooklyn Black. Like I said, you know, since tomorrow's Mother's Day, I figured, you know, we talked about, you know, moms and how they hold down house and home and try to get everything popping. But at the same time, they don't get the credit they deserve, or they just don't, you know, get compensation, so they appreciate it. So what I'm going to do now is get some announcements and shout-outs out of the way. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who's been rocking with me the last couple of weeks. You guys are really making this show a success. You guys are really doing the things. So I really appreciate you guys. I'm going to be opening up the phone lines real soon, so just hang tight. I know people are calling in, and they got stuff they want to say. And if you guys, so everyone, please hold tight, and I'm going to get through. Just want to, you know, get in touch with our sponsors and everything like that. First and foremost, I'm going to say this Tuesday, the ladies of Die Rich Entertainment, big shout out to them because they always send me the info so I can give to y'all some, so I can tell y'all when the party and everything like that. Chrome Lounge in Brooklyn, 857 Atlantic Avenue between Waverly and Washington, will be popping off every Tuesday. So a little after work, jump up there. You guys are free $10 all night. So ladies, get your $10, get your squad up and head over there. All right, also, too, on the 15th, at the Rose Lounge in Queens, 227-01 Linden Boulevard, joint called the Bar Exam is going to be popping off over there. Everybody's $10, $3 shots of everything before 1 o'clock. So you go get your shots of Patron on, the Rose Day, get all that stuff going on, $3 shots before 1 o'clock. Also, too, this week, I'm going to be playing a new track from the homeboy Spoda called All I Really Want. It's a hot track. It gives us that that Canary Cassidy feel all in one. So I said, I'm going to let you guys hear that. What I'm going to do right now, I'm going to open up a phone line. I'll open the phone line to my guest host of the evening for today. And today, that would be the homeboy Julian calling out of the Bronx, New York. Guest host for today.
Yo, in the building.
All right, so right now. Mother's Day special. All right, so I'll start with you. What's any stories about your mom or anything like that? Any stories about your mom? You know, something you want to let us know about your mom or a mom in your life, baby mom, something like that.
Oh, man, if I started with stories, I could go on all day. But I'll just say, I love my mama. She's always there whenever I need anything. We got the best relationship in the world. I wish everybody had that kind of relationship with their mother. We'd be a lot happier.
Okay, okay. We're going to get to another caller because it seems like Sister Ebony is trying to get in on the show, too. Sister Ebony, welcome back to the weekend.
Yo, what's up?
What's going on?
Okay, first, I want to say I'm glad you made it on, son. I don't know, I guess the Illuminati was trying to shut you down a little while ago, but I see you got past that.
Yeah, the bullet was happening.
Look, I also want to say, I don't know what kind of mic you on, but stop opening them chips in the background because it's mad crunky shit going on. But I want to tell my mother's story. Can I tell my mother's story?
Sure. Get into it.
All right. I have plenty of mother stories, but this one is one that sticks out in my head. This is when I remember. This is when I knew that my mother had eyes in back of her head. Now, one day she was talking to me. I guess. I, well, you know how I used to do. I used to do my own thing. I getting in trouble and shit. And she was talking to me about something one day. And I was like, yeah, you know, uh-huh. And she turned her back to walk away, and I stuck my tongue out at her. She turned around and politely smacked me right in my mouth and said, I saw you. To this day, I don't know I don't know how she saw me, but I thank you for giving me a glimpse into what true motherhood actually is, and that's always knowing what your kids are doing behind your back. Peace to my moms. I love you.
All right, okay, so big shout-out to the moms out there. Right now, we're talking about moms, you know, some of your mother stories. 347-857-4302 is the number. Blog Talk Radio. Let me know where you guys are calling in from. We're going to get to a couple more events while we got the time. Also, too, we're being sponsored tonight by C-Bell Keys Communications and On the Move Enterprises conjunction little project there we got going for the pregame. Also, too, I want to give a shout-out to Good Life Entertainment. They're mostly based out of Florida. They run the party scene out there. They're coming up to New York, though, so big shout-out to them people. They always hold down the pregame. Also, too, big shout-out, Uncle Ralph, BJ Ralph McDaniels. I had the pleasure of meeting this dude last week at an after-work jump-off that I broadcasted on the show. He was in the building. He gave me some great tips, some great knowledge. So I want to thank him. It was a real humbling experience. Big shout-out to him. Shout out to Video Music Box. Also, too, big shout out to Lucky Me, Mr. New City. He got his daily show going on, Real Talk with Lucky Me on the same station. So stay tuned in to him.
I'm in the bathroom.
Also, okay, someone's in the bathroom. I just had to mute them. also, too, I want to give a good big shout out to the homie Pro Dillinger. This guy, he's up-and-coming rapper. I came over in high school, me and Lucky Me, we all came up, so he's doing his own thing. I'm trying to get him on the show one of these days. If you guys remember, he actually was one of the first guest hosts when the pregame started about a month ago. Also, all right, now, so we're back on the mother stories. Let me see if I got one. Oh, man. Where should I start? Where shouldn't I start? There was a time I used to always not go to class. So, of course, you know, as a teenager, who didn't cut class? You know, so one time, I thought I was big, really. I went to school, checked in for homeroom, and, you know, duck out the side door. Once you checked in for homeroom, you're in school for the day. I decided to do one of those and sneak back in for gym. Guess who's sitting on my floor spot at gym when I get there? My mom's is sitting on my spot, sitting behind the girl in my class, talking in like she belonged there. Needless to say, when I got home, I couldn't feel the back of my legs for about a week. That's just my mom's story there. But call in with your mom's stories. We're still going on that, but I want to go on some other stuff like that. Arizona immigration law. Everybody get in on this. They're pretty much saying if you're brown, we're stopping you. So how do you feel on that? Julian, you got some knowledge on it. What's your take on it?
Wow, I have a mixed review on the whole thing because it's kind of unethical. I don't really believe it's constitutional, but I do believe that they have a problem and they have yet to figure out a way to solve it. And the government is not doing its job to solve this problem. And that's where all these radical ideas come from. These states come up with something because they have nothing. The government is not giving them any help. They do need to stop the flow of immigration because there's drugs coming in with them. And, of course, nobody really wants all the drugs in. Well, some of y'all don't want the drugs in.
So let's say if you asked right now, if we were for or against it, your answer would be?
My answer would be I can't sign off on this until you guys get a better system. You can't just stop everybody that looks the same way.
What?
Because they look a little bit suspicious or because they look a little bit Mexican. You're going to stop them to see if they have their papers. I don't know about that one right there.
So pretty much you don't think they should walk around the immigration papers and everything like that, so that's kind of taking racial profiling to the third level, so to say.
Yeah, they're just a new victim. That's all. No difference in the way they profile anybody else. So no, I can't sign on this one. If they took it to a vote, I would have to vote against it until I was sure that it would be fair for the people who are here legitimately and they're not getting harassed. Definitely. I'm not for it. I love them.
All right, what's your take on it?
Say it again?
I said, what's your take on the whole Arizona immigration law?
Well, you know, you want to say live and let live. You want everybody to be able to have their chance, their opportunity, like so many immigrants that preceded them. But at the same time, if you're going to do it, you know, you need to come here and come here the right way for the simple fact that when you're here illegally, it does become a burden on the taxpayer because while you're here, you know, they have children, you know, they get sick. You know, a lot of times, a lot of them are forced to get jobs where it's paid off the books. So they're taking from a system that more or less requires you to put something into it. So it's like if they're not putting into it and how are they getting, you know, like I said, I don't knock anyone for trying to better themselves or, you know, get things better for their family. But, you know, you have to do it the right way. You got to do it the right way. You can't just come in here, you know, because in all reality, where else in the world can you go and be afforded the opportunities that America gives you? You can't really go anywhere else and get Medicaid or get food stamps or cash or, you know, you just can't or have the freedom to walk around at 2 in the morning if that's what you so choose to do. I mean, we give a lot of freedoms. And when that happens, you have people that are in situations or from countries where, you know, just for them to even say anything bad about their governing body or representative could get them death. So, I mean, it has to be looked at from all points of view. The best way is to really get those border control, you know, get those border police up there and, you know, catch them at the pass. Catch them at the pass. Because if they hear like that, then that means we ain't on our job.
Okay, so pretty much you're on the whole, use your common sense, let's beef up the security, let them thoroughly search and anything like that, just for them to just be better on their job. That's pretty much the whole profile thing. You're not with it, right?
Look, if they catch you, as with anything, if you caught wrong, you caught wrong, and you got to suffer the consequences. I was reading in the paper the other day, which is odd because I don't read the paper often. And
I'm surprised you read.
It was shut up. It was saying how one woman, she had children. She had four children, two whom were born in Mexico and two that were born in America. And she was saying that if it's found out that her and two of her children would have to leave, and the American children were like, look, we ain't going. You know, you can go ahead. We'll stay here with family. The thing I had the most problem with is that she's been here for over 20 years. She came when she was 19, and she's 39 now. So you mean to tell me for 20 years it didn't behoove you to say, you know what, let me take the necessary steps so that I can be here and don't have to worry about getting deported. So more or less, you know, that's on you. Come on, 20 years? That's like when people, you know, and not knocking my Spanish folks, but that's like, you know, Spanish people when they come into the office, you know, and they say they've been here for 30 years, but they don't speak English. Come on, that makes it, there's no way you could be here 30 years and not speak English. It's just not possible.
Okay. All right. With that, I know my other co-host, Junior, he got a lot of experience with that one. So, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I want to say that Sister Ann had a great point. If you're going to be here, do it right. Everybody should be working regularly and paying taxes just like the rest of us. But because you're sure using the services that are provided by our tax dollars. I pay taxes every day. We pay taxes when we get paid, and we pay taxes again every time we buy something. It's like double, but they don't. So I think that they should be paying taxes. I also think that if you break any law, that you should get kicked the fuck out. I think that if you kick on the sidewalk, you should get kicked out. You should have found a bathroom. Don't go to another place and mess it up. And yeah, I'm going to tell you the truth. Everybody knows somebody that's been here a long time and don't speak English. I had a family member that didn't speak English, and she was here for a long time. I didn't understand it. I think that if you've been here long enough, you should understand English. I think that if you yourself go to a Spanish-speaking country and spend 30 years there, and you come back and tell me that you don't speak Spanish, I'm not going to believe it.
All right. What we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break right now. Actually, I'm going to play this new Skoda joint for you guys called All I Really Want. I'm going to take a quick break, and after that, we're going to get right back into it, where we're going to introduce a new segment of the show called Dumbass of the Week. All right?
Before you log off, I want to let you know I'm trying to get into the chat page. And it keeps saying 404 room not found. It keeps like booting me out. So maybe you want to break
so,
you to check that out.
So we're gonna work on all that. You know, damn for that you just could have sent a private message, but we're gonna work on all that, pay some bills, get some more shout outs in. This is the pregame, and I'll be right back with y'all.
All I really want is you niggas to start biting. All I really want is you niggas to start writing. All I really want is you niggas to be original and start spitting some lyrical shit that I can listen to.
Pain game leaping, you never been one to fall off. The rap game lifeline, I'm the one that they call on. Flow so right, haters saying it's so wrong. So far ahead of them, all I'm hearing is hold on. Yeah, they know what this guy about, homie, is dope flow. I don't think you should try me out, I'm sucker free. I only be with real niggas, that's about they money, they serve beans, some real dealers. That game is insane, just know that. Question, when I'm beefing, how you gonna control like a chick? I don't wanna, I just one night taker. Shit, I had that bitch jumping like a pump faker. Man, you chump faker, I ain't built for this. 100% trash, I ain't built for shit. Listen, I scorch niggas when I heat spit it. Never will I bite, I spit it like my teeth spit.
All I really want is you niggas to stop biting. All I really want is you niggas to start writing. All I really want is you niggas to be original and start spitting some lyrical shit that I can listen to. All I really want is you niggas to stop biting. All I really want is you niggas to start writing. All I really want is you niggas to be original and start spitting some lyrical shit that I can listen to.
Holla if you hear me, they yelling cause of the noise I'm making. Ain't even hit my prime, but still I'm on the verge of greatness. Y'all scared to face them, these beats I lace them. The time you waste writing them lines, please erase them. Caught the automatic, I slaughter all you faggots. Thought I should warn you bastards. I'm unsigned but still a major deal. Niggas is dead meat, I'm flaming like a cage of mail. I got what it takes, you got what it don't. What you spit is trash, what I spit is dope. It's both, oh fuck if you offended. If I said it then I meant it, if you started I'ma end it. You're finished, point blank into that. I kill these niggas, I don't feel these niggas. Reporting to you straight from the island. If you say I ain't the best, then you wildin', I'm styling.
All I really want is you niggas to stop biting. All I really want is you niggas to start biting. All I really want is you niggas to be original and start spitting some lyrical shit that I can listen to. All I really want is you niggas to stop biting. All I really want is you niggas to start biting. All I really want is you niggas to be original and start spitting some lyrical shit.
All right, we are back. We are live. This is the pregame. I'm Brooklyn Black. Once again, hopefully all questions have been averted. We're going to take in another caller before we get into the whole Dumbass of the Week segment. Calling out at 914. 914-760, you in the pregame. What up?
What's going on, BK?
Okay, we have McNulty in the building.
Oh.
McNulty.
What's going on, man?
I came, you know, I thought I was going to log on, show you love. I had this nigga Rob trying to get on your blog over here on the computer.
Alright.
But
what do you think about that new policy?
What do you want me to do now?
What happened?
What do you so what you thinking on the whole immigration law in Arizona?
I don't know, kid. What do you think, Rob?
Huh?
Bad hoes.
Okay.
I really know how it's.
Like I said, now we got our thoughts on here at the pregame. So send us up the week. This is where we take the
phone.
Yes. Maybe it will be the first MS of the week for talking like that over here. Like I said, we take whoever sports, entertainment, whatever. They do some dumb, some grimy. We're going to call them out on it. And we're going to speak on it. My first dumbass of the week for the pregame will be all the girls who take those MySpace, Facebook, Twitter pictures, and their surrounding area is a mess. There's kids in the shot and you're bent over in a thong. Where does the parental sense kick in and say, maybe I should clean up, or maybe my kids should go in the other room? Or maybe I should flush the toilet. Like,
that's
come
what
on.
I was talking about.
Come on. I need a woman's point of view on this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it makes no sense posting up a picture of yourself trying to be sexy and we could see the dust on your TV. And your baby laid up in the middle of the bed drinking a bottle. That shit is really whack. That shit is fucked up. I mean, damn, come on. Come on. Some of you dudes, too. You dudes that be up there taking pictures with your skinny chest and your arms with no definition, keep your shirt on. We don't want to see that. Okay, real talk.
Okay, we got another caller coming in. I believe this is Lady Chance. What's going on? You in the pregame?
I don't know how I'm so late. I thought the show was tomorrow. What's the topic?
Well, right now we're talking about the dumbass of the week for the week.
The what?
And this was the dumbass of the week.
The dumbass of the week?
Yeah, right now the dumbass of the week, all the girls who take the MySpace pictures, the Facebook pictures with you know, a dirty room, stuff in the toilet, kids in the shot, things like that.
I nominate the girl with the turds in the toilet taking the sexy picture. I think she gets first place.
Yeah, she should get first place. No, you know who I nominate for dumbass of the week? I nominate all the legislators who are really entertaining, entertaining this Arizona law for the simple fact that it's you motherfuckers that continue to employ these immigrants to babysit your kids and trim your hedges and do your housework. They say that they get immigrants because Americans don't want to work for those wages. That's because you don't pay a living wage. Start paying living wages and start offering some form of health care, and you'll see that you'll have more American people trying to come in and do those jobs. There's no shame in the job. You can take pride in anything you do. So that they get a they dummies of the week too.
Well, my sitter is a immigrant, and I don't pay her a lot. So
who is an immigrant?
My sitter.
Your sitter's an immigrant? Then you should be reporting. What do you mean you don't pay a lot? Do you offer health care?
What do you mean you don't pay her?
Nah, I don't offer health care. I mean, you know, she gets sick.
What type of rundown business? What are you operating over there?
Huh?
What type of rundown is this? What are you operating over there?
Listen. I got to go to work, and I have kids. What am I going to do? I can't give her health care. Well, okay.
So what's she getting hurt on the job?
Well, I got apartment insurance.
Look. that's not gonna cut it. I mean, really, you don't have an immigrant working for you. Knock it off. And I'm gonna tell Shell you said that. But real talk. It is a burden on the system. But it's not just immigrants. The other dummy or ass of the week award goes to the husband and wife team that are millionaires but canceled their insurance and were getting Medicaid. When you do things like that, you fuck it up for the people that really, really need it. These motherfuckers are building up, they're building apartment complexes. They manage apartment complexes. They have at least 6 different bank accounts, and each one has at least 7 figures in it. I said at least 7 figures in it. People like that, they make it bad for every fucking body. Now, there's somebody out here that's working 2 jobs, and because they're working an extra job just to stay afloat, they make too much money to be eligible for free health care. Where's the sense in that? That shit makes no sense to me whatsoever. The world is
absolutely
fucked up.
Absolutely not.
The world is fucked up.
And the polls are shifting.
Oh, the polls done shifted. We done lost a couple of seconds off the minute. Y'all niggas better wake up.
I'm telling you, everything is melting. Volcanoes are erupting that really shouldn't.
And they worrying about immigrants. It's too late for that shit. They already here, and they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, they helped the country get by anyway.
That's right. This country was built off of immigrant labor.
Absolutely.
Are we still on the pregame?
Yeah, we still going. You guys are just going, so letting you guys, have the floor. All right. We're going to move on to another topic. Actually, Chance, do you have a good mother story that you want to put on the air?
A good mommy story about my mother?
Yeah.
Sure, about your mother, you being a good mommy, whichever.
Oh, my goodness.
What about your mother?
Actually, before you do that, I'm going to let this next caller in. Calling out is 347. 347, you are live in the pregame. What's up? 347.
Hello? Oh, my back. I was looking at something. What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
I didn't know you were talking to me. How you doing? Brooklyn Black?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Queen of Swords, what's up?
What's going on, baby?
What's up?
I'm chilling. I just got home, man. Nigga was snoring too much.
What's up?
Hanging out. I just call. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Thank you for showing love. We talking about Arizona, the laws they trying to pass. We talking about assholes of the week. I mean, feel free to join in.
Okay, no problem. Is this Ebony?
Yes, this is Eb. What's up?
I'm good. I'm just happy. I'm in a good mood.
I'm glad to hear it.
So with all that being in the air, and I got everybody, I got mixed, I got males, I got females listening, everything like that.
I'm moving the topic.
Uh-huh.
Sex in the workplace.
Damn, dude.
Sex in the workplace. What's your take on that, your views on that? Sex in the workplace.
Sex in the workplace.
Yes, she was eager for that one.
Wait a minute. When you say inside the workplace, you mean at the office on the desk?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I'm talking about that with the coworker, with the supervisor, whatever.
I don't know. I wouldn't do nothing like that.
Where you guys have that common connection as to where you work.
I don't think that's a good idea, because most of the time when the super mess with one girl, he messing with 5 other girls. So I don't mess with stuff like that. They usually be messing with more than one girl when they doing one girl in the office. It's usually 3 or 4 other girls that they doing too.
Good point.
And not only that, but then all of your business is out there.
And
you
that's
know.
Why you know they're doing four other girls, because one will go tell somebody, then you find out he's doing the other three and then another hour down the block somewhere, the next floor.
Wow.
No, because I used to work in health first. It was a health insurance company, and I remember my super was having sex with like four other girls working in
wow.
the same apartment. And
wow.
and I don't think they knew. I don't know if they knew.
Now, those are some perks.
Yeah. Now, that's impossible. A woman knows.
Like
you know that. A woman knows what time it is. I mean, me personally, you at some point, you will find yourself attracted to people that you work with. I mean, come on, you spend mad hours with them every single day. So, yeah, it's going to be some people you might like or whatever. But I would think that it's in your best interest not to pursue that. For the simple
yeah.
fact that in the event that, you know, there's a breakup, and it doesn't even have to be a bad breakup, but the fact that you're no longer rocking with each other, you know, it can cause some workplace, it can cause some, you know, some feeling.
Animosity.
Yeah, because people don't know how to control their emotions. A lot of people are not grown enough to be like, you know what, you know, I had my chance, it's over, you know, this person done moved on, let me move on too, and it's no hard feeling. Usually, a person will want to, you know, and besides, why would you want to see somebody every day
yeah.
and you don't broke up with them? You don't want to be bothered, you messing with somebody at the job. You got to see that motherfucker every day.
That's one thing I don't do. I don't mess with nobody in my building or my block, in my school, or at my job.
Mm-hmm.
That's my rule.
Hold up, bro.
Not yeah. shit where you eat.
Definitely.
Hell yeah,
definitely.
That's a bad idea, yo. That's bad luck.
I beg to differ. I have had one or two very pleasant relationships with two former coworkers. We, you know, they no longer, you know, work at the job. And
yep.
one of them,
live them
one
too.
Of them, but you know what? I will say one of them, it didn't turn out so good. I was kicking it with one dude. You know, I really liked him, but you know me, I'm an Aries. I get bored quick. So when this other dude came on the scene, I just did the dip move. I ain't even saying that to homeboy. I let him see me talking to the other dude, and I figured
wow.
he would figure it the fuck out.
That's Aries for you, man. That's Aries for you.
That's just what it is. Look.
Wow.
I can't help.
Y'all are shifting the topic. I can't stand for the Aries bad talk. I'm sorry.
It's not Aries bad talk. It's what it is. I listen. I am who I am. And I recognize it, and I accept it about
yeah.
myself. Yeah, maybe
not
what
all
I
Aries
mean,
are like that.
Listen.
No, I'm
listen.
Not. I swear to God, I have a lot of Aries friends, and they're like that.
Okay, wow. Not all of them are like that, but the majority of us have those tendencies. So let's
mm-hmm.
keep it real. Did we
get
bored
yeah,
quick? We
yeah,
get bored
quick.
Quick. And while we're standing on one sun, we're looking past the other one. You dig? We looking to see what's in the future. That's just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Keep me entertained,
uh-huh.
motherfucker. Keep me entertained.
Hold that.
Julian, come on, say something for the fellas, man. Come on, kill him.
Oh, there's no. I didn't even know guys was here.
Yes, guys.
Wow.
And they know the deal because they do it on a regular basis. It ain't got nothing to do. With being an Aries either. That's just the nature
yeah,
of
yeah, because I'm a Capricorn. I'll be going through my phase too.
Okay, so that's what
y'all motherfuckers
sounds
were all the crazy all around.
Nah, it's not crazy. That's
all y'all got on. Y'all stubborn and it's crazy. Tauruses, Capricorns, Aries, all y'all is nuts.
Wow.
I beg to differ. Capricorn ain't nuts.
And you cancers are too damn sensitive.
Got it.
Okay. Oh, son, please don't make me blow you up on the radio.
Who, Cancer?
I'm
oh.
Yeah,
I'm the opposite of Cancer, so uh-oh. I know they man sensitive.
You motherfuckers are very, very sensitive, okay?
You
feel me?
You know how you know they sensitive? They laugh and they
make Hold on. We're letting in another caller. Hold on. Calling out at a 563. 563, what's up? You in the pregame?
Yeah, 563. This is Langston Gale from Montgomery, Alabama. I'd like to say what's happening to all of y'all.
Alabama, the house is up.
I like your accent.
What that?
I like your accent.
That's what's happening. This, y'all, Queen of Pool on the phone? Is this the...
No, that's not Queen of Pool. That's Queen of Swords.
Oh.
Queen of Swords, like the tarot cards, like the tarot cards, Queen of Swords.
Yeah. Oh, Queen of Swords. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what's
good. Yeah.
What's your take on what we talking
what's
about?
What's up? Sweetheart.
Hey, I'm feeling all of it. I got to give a shout out to the Divine Mother, M.E.R., and my spiritual mother, Babylon, and my physical mother, Annette Benefield.
Oh, that's so sweet. I knew you were the sweetheart.
In the Arizona thing, somebody told me this today when I was going to the store, you know what I'm saying, tonight. We moving to Arizona in the second week of June, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So I just look at it as being spiritual. Because the dude was like, God damn, they deporting folks. It's plenty of money out there. You going to get a job like a motherfucker. I said, shit, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Wasn't it in Arizona that they had black rain falling out the sky? Wasn't it over there? That story about the black rain?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was on YouTube. It was on YouTube.
Gonna have to check it out.
I think it's there. Yeah, they have black rain falling out the sky.
Well, that's a good point, bro. You brought up that being that they're going to be deporting so many people, that it's going to be abundance of jobs. And you know what? The same thing goes for Detroit. I don't want you people to forget about our brothers and sisters out in Detroit. They done closed down all of those car factories. You know, GM, General Motors, and stuff. And people are losing their homes now. That, for anybody that has money, that is a potential gold mine out there. Think of it as people over here going over to Iraq to rebuild. That's the same premise for Detroit. They're going to have to rebuild that shit from the ground up. And I'd say if you got money and you into real estate, get in while the getting's good.
I love Brooklyn.
Okay, and I'm in Brooklyn too. So this is what you do. You do your research online. You go out there. You make appointments. You go see people. You want to go to the municipal building. You want them to show you the land that's for sale. You can probably see the shit online yourself. You ain't probably got to go. You just go online and check it out. And then when you get a chance, you know, take a trip. Take a road trip. It'll be worth it. Anything that's good is worth it. You know, it's worth putting the time into it.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
And I believe, I don't know, not to be cutting nobody out, I believe Brooklyn Black and Ebony, I believe y'all was on a remix one night when I called. I was going to say And I just got to
shout out to Miss Luna remix. She's in the chat room. She's here with us.
Yeah, I don't know. Ebony or Rainwater, one of y'all called out the number. So I said, shit, that's what's up. You know what I'm talking about? Tonight.
Oh, we called out a number to play?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like the law talk for, you know what I'm saying, Brooklyn Black.
Oh,
I like that.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
that
can you
tonight.
Say car?
Well,
can you say car?
Say it again?
Car. Now, let me stop.
She just went ahead to put up his accent.
Oh, we
no,
we make
I like how y'all say car. Y'all be saying
oh,
car.
For real? Oh, car?
Yeah.
We talk crazy out here, man. We
peace to Alabama. I got family down there in Selma. Peace to y'all down there. And
oh,
Birmingham.
My God is working in Selma, man. She's so tired of that, though, man. I'm trying to
say. Damn, I got to get ready. God, I forgot I'm going to
check it out. Everybody, check it out. You don't know, it's another quick break. Pay some more bills. Get some more stuff done.
I don't have the strength to go.
Play some music.
I'm going
to
put some on real quick.
What to wear?
I think someone is actually getting ready for the club.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know, we got to get ready to go out. You know, we about to be out getting fresh. We about to hit up the spot and let y'all know where we at when we come back.
I'm too lazy. I probably don't need to go no more.
What can I say? Let me explain this to you.
Yeah.
I don't even want to fight with you, man. I lay you right where you stand. You can catch a few shells. One go right through your polo, man. Usually I'm solo and I got a crazy team. Call, kiss the ride on you. Watch for the laser beam. Shit, it's that OG flavor. Remind you of a corner bodega and that old E behavior. All on point, but I ain't trying to scuffle with chumps. Long joints, got the culture power plus the double pump. Troublesome to anyone who stands in the way. I stand on a spread. Fuck if your man's in the way. Your girl want me cause I do it better than you. The whole world wants me, nigga. I'm a legend of you. Like LL, Rakim, Ice-T and them niggas. Like Cube, Snoop, and Dre, I'ma be seeing the figures. It don't matter, you don't have to be liking me, man. Keep playing, you be laying there, right where you stand.
Gun on my waist, knife in my hand. I keep telling you cowards, I'ma leave you there, right where you stand. I don't wanna talk and I ain't trying to fight with your man. Trying to get it over quick, leave you right where you stand. Some say I'm trifling, sometimes I rightfully am. But I don't give a fuck, I'ma leave you right where you stand. Just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. D-Block, Gangstar, leave you right where you stand.
They wanna know why I invest all my money in the haze and in the dope. Cause right now I'm currently a slave for Interscope. Respect first, then money, basic shit. If you got niggas under pressure, you can take they shit. Listen, I'ma leave you right where you stand. Have the ambulance pass your Timberlands off right to your man. Cause he pussy, he ain't gonna do nothing but look. When it come to beef, he don't wanna do nothing but cook. As soon as the chrome scope him, right there, two in the dome smoking. Kids keep funeral homes open. I fall back, smoke an ounce in the dark. Bounce on a crane track like I bounce on a knock. Keep playing, y'all niggas are burned. And you know they say it takes something to happen for niggas to learn. Let the 40 cal give them a perm. This industry is like bacteria and my flow is a germ. Just mad, you'll never be as nice as I am. Jet to the bar and I'll leave you right where you stand.
You gangsters, cosmetic.
Keep playing, you'll be laying there right where you stand.
My people from the hood stay on the grind.
Deep block, gangsta, I'll leave you right where you stand. What?
You gangsters, cosmetic. Cosmetic.
I see you got the fear of God in you. We'll tear your heart in two. Too bad you didn't know what you got into. Yeah, the most righteous. Malcolm got a close likeness. My name carry weight, decapitate most vipers. Hot rhyme spitter, dime hitter, case beater. Flow is angry like I'm in your face with heaters. Chasing beavers? Nah, I never have to do that. P.I. till I die and I just laugh at you cats. You happy perhaps cause you got dough and bitches. But no love in the street, only for moes and snitches. Only from the meat lapping, suckers won't see it happen. Cross that line, then it's time for the heat clapping. I do my thing like a whole planet depends on me. I got game to make, Janet wanna spend on me. Some say I'm trifling and sometimes I rightfully am. Get your man, I lay him right where he stand.
Gun on my waist, knife in my hand. I keep telling you cowards, I'ma leave you there right where you stand. I don't wanna talk and I ain't trying to fight with your man. Trying to get it over.
Alright, we are back. We're talking about sex in the workplace today. Also to, you know, tell your mom stories and everything like that. We're covering immigration and everything. Right now, I'm going to turn it over to Junie because she got something to say about the whole workplace thing.
I'm sure.
Okay. I'm back. All right. Well, first and foremost, I agree with them on the whole not where you live. I'm never trying to mess with nobody that lived down the block from me. My father taught me that when I was a little kid. The workplace, I'm all for it. Do it. Consenting adult. If you're a consenting adult, you know what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're in the workplace or if you're in the club, the bar, the police station, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just don't start acting like bitches and being nasty to each other at work because things don't work out. Everybody else shouldn't have to be exposed to that.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know, well, I say if everybody can remain adult about it and can, you know, control their feelings at work at least, then I say do it, have a blast.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's fun, it's adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it before.
Right.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Also, too, I got to give an honorable mention to the following people, Shaheen and Manchild, Greg Nice, Q Star Studio, and everybody. All the moms. Oh, and before I get up there, I got to shout out Mickey James. I told her I would give her a shout out, so I'm doing it right now. Mickey James, she has her album, Strangers and Angels, with the single Are You With Me, is due out sometime this month. Now, with that being said,
big ups to her.
I have final words on all topics. What's up?
Wait, you, I'm getting echo. Say it again.
Your final word on all the topics.
My final word on all the topics. I concur with Julian. You grown, act grown, be grown, do grown up things. Arizona thing, you motherfuckers come here the right way. We don't mind you being here, but be here the right goddamn way. All right? Simple as that. And on the and I must say that it's it's funny you would have sex in the workplace and then you want a person to say something sweet about their mom. That's kind of crazy. But I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to my mom,
you know,
whom I love so much, and who basically is like the universe because she damn sure gave birth to a star. You dig? And that would be me, not you, Black, not you, Chip. That would be me. Love you, Mom.
You
sound
just
I know you're listening. Shut up, sucker.
All right, let's see. Queen, what's up, baby? What's the last word?
I think Queena hung up and got ready for the club.
I'm about to go find her.
Chance, what's your last word?
Oh, Chance isn't here anymore. The brother from Alabama.
He's corny.
Our brother from Alabama gone.
All right,
all four lines is opened up. 347-857-4302. All right, we got to call out to
917
on the line.
917-863.
What's up?
What's up,
man? What's the word, man?
Not much. They were sitting here listening to the show.
Who that?
Oh, that's
McNulty.
He's back on the line.
Oh, what's up, Shen?
Ah, same shit, different day, right?
You following me on loop, Shen? Where am I?
I'm trying to get us to date with technology shit. But
that's what's up.
You're trying. And I was telling DK before, there's no way in hell you can stop that whole immigrant thing. It's not going to happen. Google Maps is giving directions to kayak.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we have done the search before. Actually, you can get to China with a kayak.
Wow.
So if you hit driving directions to China, I'll tell you to take a kayak from fucking California.
Wow. You see, that shit is crazy.
We got to call it out at the 646-646-623. You in the pregame. What's good?
Niggas.
It's my brother P.
The hell y'all up on a late night? Y'all just up in.
I got another panic on the check-in.
Yo, what's... But Chance is still on the line?
No.
Chance isn't on the line.
She's a sucker MC. She's a sucker MC. Where Chance husband at?
He's probably the reason why she got off the line.
Oh, really?
Sex in the workplace shit probably didn't sit too well with him.
I just want to know, what is the pregame all about? I'm just tuning in. I'm late on this thing.
All right, well, pretty much the pregame, you know, it's what we do before you head out to the club, you know, you know, to save money. You sip some and you have a conversation with your people and then you head out and you have a good time and all that.
Hold up.
Okay.
So you don't sip some. You drink the bottle. And we're a little bit slow on the intake.
So who's that?
That's my co-host, man. That's co-host Julian. We broadcasting live out of a secret location in the bunkers.
Five pregame. What up, cousin? What's going on?
What up?
Secret location. I know exactly where the fuck you at.
Yeah, I ain't on loop, son.
You know what I'm saying? This has a lot of grief in the pregame. There's a lot of heat.
So, what we're doing pretty much right now with the last 10 minutes, we talk about stuff like sex in the workplace and everything like that. And I'm opening up all the phone lines so everybody is up in here.
Right. So you have sex in the workplace?
Like I said, last 10 minutes, we got to ride it out.
You saying, Should people have sex in the workplace?
Well, what you think on it? You know, what are your views on it?
I think if you work in a whole house, you should be doing that in a way you work. You know, it could be a lot of complications.
I don't know. That might be the last place I want to have sex in the workplace, man.
Well,
they might have something.
Work
you
in the meeting?
Something you didn't come into work with, man. It's not good.
See,
yeah.
This is the work, they got fucked up jobs. See, you can have sex in the McDonald's grease room. You know what
chill.
I'm saying? If you got some good shit going, nah, you might as well take that ass home after work.
I don't know. I have done the ballroom at McDonald's. The ballroom.
You did something at McDonald's?
Yeah.
What's that kid playing at? What you doing?
Hey.
He was playing in the playpen.
Oh, right next to the fries.
I was a teenager. That's excusable. I was a kid.
Nah, having sex in a fast food. Come on, man. Come on, you around?
I know.
People gotta eat that shit.
People gotta eat that fries.
No, not in the.
Yeah, you seen in the special sauce?
I was in the ballroom at the park. You know.
Say it again.
The ballroom at the park. That thing with all the little.
You was in the play face.
Well, you know what? I guess you know doing it outside of where you normally would do it adds some excitement to it. And I guess you really need to be a little more specific with having sex with someone at the workplace, actually eating at the workplace, or having a sexual relationship with a coworker. I mean, you know, that's two different things.
I disrespected the boss's
well. What about with your doctor?
Yeah, you want your doctor, sir?
I'm going to be quiet and let you go ahead with that one. I'm listening.
I was just
trying to make conversation here.
Okay.
I say if the doctor's hot and it's consensual, go for it.
Yo, who was that just now?
Queen of Swords. I'm just trying to make conversation.
Oh,
guys.
Queen of Swords. Oh, everybody's live. Live.
Yeah, you know, the pregame, I told you, this is what we do Saturday nights. Oh, big announcement. After the 22nd, call me. I get the old time slot back.
What's the old time slot again? 11?
So after the 22nd, we are back Saturday nights, 11 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget, give a shout out to Blue because she was promoting for you today on the remix.
Yeah, shout out Miss Blue, the remix family. Shout out.
Making it live.
Shout out to them. I won't forget it. Before I forget, like I said, shout out Uncle Ralph. Shout out Lucky Me. Shout out the MCB crew, the Die Rich Ladies, Soda. Shout out Brother Panic. Get the panic back. Shout out the Man Child. He's going to be on the show real soon, so listen out.
Shout out to Liquor.
Shout out to Liquor. That's what's good. That reminds me, I gotta roll up. Just remind me, I gotta roll up. Shout out to Brooklyn.
A shout out to my
Brooklyn is in the building.
A shout out to BlackBerry 9700, which I just got in the beat yours, Ebony. Yeah, nigga.
Oh, get the fuck out of here, son.
Shout out to BlackBerry in the building.
I got a flash. I got a 9700 is in the building, son.
Shout out to the brother from Alabama who was live on the check, and Alabama's in the building.
I was going to go to a party, but I changed my mind now.
What was our pregame drink last night?
The pregame.
Shout out to Four Loko with Brew Gal in the bottle. other than that, like I said, last week we're going to be talking about something else.
You can't even talk on your phone and text at the same time. Your phone ain't bad, son.
Hold on. Hey, I'm sending you a text right now.
I'm the only one that don't have text on my phone. How you don't have text on your phone? What kind of phone you got? I didn't think it was necessary.
They don't make phones like that no more that don't have text.
I paid $25 for my phone, man.
And you can't text
to a sundial.
No, I didn't ask for it. Yo, you might as well be doing SOS. The fuck
that
shit.
Has a middle and tail like the old TV.
Yeah,
text is Morse code.
Text coming in the computer.
BlackBerry, blown up phone. Come on, Queen.
I didn't think
get
it was necessary, man.
Yo, get with the times, Ma. You gotta get a BlackBerry.
I know. I'll be in seclusion. That's why I need to do that.
Yo, when the shit come down, when the end of the world come, everybody gonna know by BBM. Not because they seen it on the news.
Facebook update.
I'm always in my house anyway. Shit.
Okay. Oh, I got
All right, so next week, you know, like I said, we gotta have stuff going down.
Anybody,
please, check the fan page on Facebook. If you wanna contact anybody that's been on the show, that's the best way to do it. BrooklynBLK@gmail.com is the show email. Send me your events, your album parties, all that good stuff. We got about 4 minutes left. So I'm going to let everybody say their piece, say goodbye, and all of that. We're going to start with Sister F because she is number one on my list.
Oh, thank you, son. You definitely are number one on mine. Shut the fuck up. My baby brother, I love you. You're doing your thing. Keep it up.
Oh, that's your brother.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I told you about that stupid stuff.
All I want to say is, yo, half dead. You done fucked up that fine stuff.
Yeah, too soon, man. I'm going to catch you in the ring, son.
Yeah, son. Just half dead, kid.
Yo, you know, we're supposed to get up anyway, brother.
Oh, yeah. For sure, it was hot in the pregame.
One love.
homeboy from Alabama, you still with us, man?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Yeah man, you still on, man.
Okay.
One love
to
everyone.
Yeah, one love, you know what I'm saying? PCU, Brooklyn Black, you know what I'm talking about? I'm going to be checking you out, love.
Appreciate it.
Is Kamisha still, you know what I'm saying? I heard Panic was saying something about Kamisha, man. Is she still, like, on the well or ill? She still through?
Oh, no. Oh, Kanisha. Nah, she's chilling now. Ebony and them niggas playing with her.
Sister Kanisha, I know she was a little under the weather, you know.
Yeah,
her, she's doing good, though, so shout out to her. Everybody sends you peace and blessings to her.
Everybody
man.
Send their energy.
Yeah.
All right, so like I said, we're wrapping it up. I want to thank everybody for the pregame, everybody coming in, checking in. Right now, I'm going to play one more game, Star Trek, man. Guru, rest in peace. We miss you, dog.
Hey,
man, like I said, thanks for the check. Love.
I'll say.
Are amused by other brothers' rep, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he can maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he can pop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you or taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station. Mad brothers know his name, so he thinks he got a little fame from the stick-up game. And while we're blaming society, he's at a party with his man. They got the eye and the gold chain that the next man's wearing. It looks big, but they ain't staring, just thinking of a way. And when you get the brother, they'll be long gone before the kid recovers. And back around the way, he'll have the chain on his neck, claiming respect just to get a rap. Brothers in a circle, had the kid trapped. The one with the hoodie said will hurt you. If you don't run out your jewels and pay, give up the Rolex watch or you won't see another day. See, they were on the attack, and one said, yo, you wanna make this to a homicide rap? Make it fast so we can be on our way. Kick in the rings and everything, okay? The kid was nervous and flinching, and little Shorty with the 3-8, yo, we was inching. Closer and closer, put the gun to his head. Shorty was down to catch a body instead. Money was scarce, so he panicked. Took off his link and his rings, and ran frantic. But Shorty said, nah, pull the trigger and step. It was nothing. He did it just to get a rep. Bigger. Now he's known for his trigger finger, rolling with troops of his sons like a gangster figure. He's near the peak of his crazy career. His posse's a nightmare, Mac and shoes and crazy gear. But as we know, the things he do come back. And Shorty's not peeping, others are scheming to counteract. Cause the kid that got shot didn't perish, so he pulls up in the Jeep with tinted windows. Too late, Shorty was caught in the mix. His time ran out, his number came up, and that's it. You know the rest, so don't front, the plan has been upset. Some brothers gotta go out just to get a rep.